Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today's show will feature interviews with two work campers. Marcia Mercer has been a solo RVer for 9 years, and Walter Meckley is a lifelong handyman who is preparing to embrace the work camping lifestyle with his wife, Charlotte. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Marcia Mercer has been RVing on her own and work camping on her own for 7 years. The Michigan native had a dream to see America that went back as far as high school. She eventually decided to make it a reality. She talks about some of the fun experiences she has enjoyed and the people she has met along the way. Marcia also talks about some challenges she faced, such as being told at a campground that she needed to bring her own supply of toilet paper if she planned to use the restroom while there. Despite being alone much of the time, she has always been able to count on fellow RVers in the event she found herself a bit over her head with a problem. She jump-started her work camping experience by attending the Work Camper Rendezvous in 2010 and has returned every year since then. Today, she is a work camper ambassador, and Marcia describes what that entails. To hear her story in her words, please welcome Marcia Mercer to the show. Thanks for joining us, Marcia. I really appreciate you taking time to do that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and things like that.
Well, I'm a solo full-time RVer, work camper, and originally from Alma, Michigan. And I've been work camping solo for six and a half years.
6.5 years by yourself.
Right.
Okay. Were you a little apprehensive about launching by yourself?
Nope. Seeing the country was something I wanted to do. I knew from high school. And so when I found out about work camping and had already thought about RVing, combining the two was just a no-brainer.
I hear from a lot of women all the time who, I wish I could go RVing, but I'm just too fearful. There are too many problems out on the road. Have you encountered any of that?
Oh, I've blown a tire. On a six-month-old RV, which I'd gone through Chicago, so I probably picked up something construction area.
But you just prepare
for those situations. I have roadside service, so I got a hold of them. It took them a half an hour to figure out where I was at and then get a wrecker to me to pull the spare off and replace it. Luckily, I didn't have a lot of, it was minimal damage.
Okay.
Just to the wheel well a little bit.
That's good. So that's one of the biggest problems that you faced on the road?
Right. I did pull into a campground that had two RVs sitting in it. Otherwise, it was empty. Gentleman escorted me to my spot and helped me get plugged in that, and then proceeded to tell me that if I was going to use the restrooms that I needed to take toilet paper because he hadn't gotten any.
Oh, no.
And I talked to my mother and I'm going, I just don't feel right. I went back, got my cash back, and told him that I had an appointment somewhere and just got back on the road. And a couple miles up the road, I found a rest area, pulled in there, spent some time overnight and continued on my way. But I do check in with family periodically through a day when I'm traveling so that they know approximately where I'm at or where I've been.
Okay, and where you're headed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always in touch with somebody else.
Correct.
And they know who you are or know where you are and how to get in touch with you if that's possible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the fun experiences you've had on the road?
Oh, I was in a campground just south of Springfield, Illinois for the summer in 2016. A lady came in. She was there for nearly a month, a single solo lady, and she was going to see the world's biggest, greatest items.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent some of my days off exploring Springfield, which is Abe Lincoln's home, and the museum, his office, his tomb, that kind of thing. And we're about an hour and a half from St. Louis, Missouri. So we traveled there, and in that trip, got to see the biggest ketchup bottle in the world.
Biggest ketchup bottle in the world. Well, you can check that off your bucket list, right? That's neat. And so meeting people, has that been something you've found interesting on the road?
My dad is the kind of guy that he's never met a stranger. And as the oldest of four, I think I kind of inherited that. And especially campers. You walk around a campground and it's just natural to make a comment to somebody and start a conversation and pick up tips and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So really, I've never met a stranger.
I found the friendliest people you meet are often at campgrounds.
Absolutely. Yep. And the most helpful if you're having a problem.
That's very true. Yeah. It's not like in the movie RV where they gather the lawn chairs and watch you struggle as you try and dump your tanks. There's always somebody there to guide you into the site or whatever it might be. And many times I found, too, maybe you have as well, you'd be walking around and somebody invites you over, hey, why don't you come and join us for a soda or something like that.
Yeah, or, you know, their campfire or whatever. I pulled into a campground one time in Michigan, and I had seen these two gentlemen down a few spots, and they were watching me back up, and it started to sprinkle and come down a little harder, and I had made an error. I hadn't chucked the wheels. I was on a nice level spot, and as soon as I broke the connection between the trailer and the hitch on the truck, it tipped off the stand that the front jack was on, slid off. And they came running, and they're scratching their heads, and I'm going, I know how to fix this. I just put the front jacks up, slid the support over, and I was in a slightly different spot, but it worked.
There you go.
And I chalked the wheels.
Okay, that's neat. Have meeting people something that's always come easy to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else you've learned on the road through your RVing experience?
Well, when I was married, we got our first travel trailer, and we were up in West Branch, Michigan. The couple that was managing the park there were work campers, and we talked with them a little bit, found out about the lifestyle, decided that we wanted to RV full-time, you know, after we retired. Then we got divorced, and I went back to that same campground a couple times, and they handed me a work camper news. And it got filed away because I didn't have a computer to check it out. At the end of 2010, I came across it and got on the website, checked it out. They were getting ready to have their first rendezvous, which was a 3-day seminar. And I signed up, paid my money down, and drove my little 19-foot trailer from Michigan to Heber Springs, Arkansas, because I knew I wanted to find out everything I could possibly learn at that seminar, because that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back home, drove home with my head just spinning and with ideas, and the rest is history. I've been to every year to the rendezvous. This is my ninth.
Your ninth year. Mm-hmm. So even nine times coming here, you still learn something new?
Absolutely. I learned something new. Talk to the other attendees. I've learned things from them, and I've relearned things that I've heard before and forgotten about. I've gotten to check in with friends that I've made before, made new friends, and the biggest thing for me and the biggest reason that I keep coming back is to pay it forward to that first couple who gave me that original work camper news.
Oh, that's neat. So you're out there encouraging other people to embrace the lifestyle.
Absolutely. And the ambassador program, I joined that right away. But it's something that I had been doing, handing out my own work camper news, my older ones, to people and telling them about it. So it was a no-brainer to join the RV Lifestyle Ambassador Program.
What type of RV do you have?
I have, since I retired in March of 2013 and went on the road as a solo, I have had 33-foot fifth wheels. I'm on the second one right now.
Okay.
And currently I'm here this year in a 19-foot travel trailer, which is my vacation home because a friend and I are going to be planning a trip out west. Her and her pickup camper and me and my little travel trailer starting in March of 2020.
Okay.
And so we're hoping to see a lot, everything that we can in a few months. And I don't care how long it takes, but I want to see what I can while I'm there.
Have you been to all the 48 states in Alaska?
Nope.
No, so no. There's lots to do.
There's lots to do. I have been to Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah because I flew out at that. My oldest son and daughter-in-law live in the Salt Lake area, so we went from there down to Bryce and spent a couple of days.
Is there a part of America that was really stood out as a favorite place to visit?
That I have visited? Not really. I just like to explore.
Okay.
I've always kind of thought I was had a gypsy gene somewhere.
Okay. Very good. Is there a place that you would like to go that's on your bucket list?
You know, the national parks. I want to see as many as I can. Disneyland, of course, I grew up with the wonderful World of Disney, so I'd like to see that, be there, check that out. But, you know, anywhere and everywhere. There's something special about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to find it.
That's neat. As a work camper, what have you done? What kinds of jobs?
I worked for 2 summers at Adventureland in just outside Des Moines, Iowa, in Altoona. I worked 2 Yogi Bear parks, one in Northeast Indiana and one in Wisconsin Dells. Mark Twain Landing in near Monroe City, Missouri. That's west of Hannibal. And I'm missing one. Oh, Double J Campground. I worked there in 2016 as a taking reservations and checking people in and store sales. And this past summer, I went back and worked outside. I did escorting, which is putting RVs onto their proper lot and getting them settled. And also doing checkouts, cleaning up the lots and whatnot, and getting ready for the next camper.
Okay, so all of your experience has been in campgrounds? RV resorts, and most of it?
Most of it, yeah, mm-hmm. Other than Adventureland.
Adventureland.
And then in the wintertime, I've worked in RV parks, resorts down in Central Florida.
Where are you headed after your next this assignment ends?
This assignment, I start a new job on the 29th of October in Zephyr Hills, Florida at an RV park.
At an RV park, doing the same type of thing, checking in guests,
yep.
And, you know, tidying up things. Okay.
Reservations. I'm working in the office there. My mom and dad have been at 91 and 88 now. They have been in that park for about 25 years or so. And so even before I retired and went on the road, I was driving them down and flying, you know, the other mm-hmm. way twice a year. So I've gotten real familiar with that park, and that's where I'm going to be working.
So you'll get to work in the park where mom and dad are living as well.
Yep.
That will be a fun winter.
It's a family deal because my brother and sister-in-law are there. One of my sisters and her husband are there. And so it's just my youngest sister and brother-in-law who aren't there yet.
Okay. Is there any advice that you would give to somebody who is considering the RV lifestyle?
Just do it.
Just do it.
You know, try it. If it doesn't work, that's okay. But try it. It is well worth the effort. And I know friends and family are going to say, you're going to do what?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's what you want to do, what you've got in your soul, go for it.
That's right.
There are ways to work out anything and everything.
Mm-hmm. And plenty of jobs to do on the road, right?
That's
true. So you don't have to wait until you're retired. You can.
You
go out
can
and make enough money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. It's easier if you've got a little backup, you know, a little nest egg to work with or something coming in every month. But that's what the work camping's for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you that way to be in an area at a minimal cost and explore to your heart's content.
Very good. Well, thank you, Marcia. I really appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Greg. I enjoyed it.
Marcia Mercer proves that it is possible for single women to thrive in the work camping lifestyle. She has faced a few challenges, but she was able to overcome them and continue her journey without a problem. She has worked at a variety of jobs, including an amusement park and several campgrounds, from giant family-friendly RV parks to smaller parks and scenic areas. The beauty of the work camping lifestyle is that she could spend winter working at the same RV park that her 88-year-old and 91-year-old parents live in. So she winters in Florida and spends summers in the Midwest. I love that she still maintains a bucket list to visit a bunch of national parks. I appreciate Marcia taking time to come on the show. My next guest is Walter Meckley, a lifelong handyman from Arkansas who is just entering the RV lifestyle. I bumped into him at last year's work camper rendezvous. At the time, they were in the process of selling their house and looking for their first work camping job. They opted to get a fifth wheel so they could have a vehicle to use once they parked. That allows the couple to tour the areas they visit, like Yellowstone, where they saw a variety of animals, including bison and elk that were so close to their car they could have reached out and touched them. Walter describes how he is going to put his many years of experience to work as an RV technician and inspector. To tell us more about what he learned at Rendezvous and how it's helping the couple to hit the road faster, please welcome Walter Meckley to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Walter. I really appreciate it. So where are you from?
Conway, Arkansas.
And how long have you been there?
Last 14 years.
14 years. Are you working here? Is this the area you're living in and you have a job?
I have a business.
A business? What do you do?
I'm a handyman.
Oh, so you do everything.
I do a little bit of everything except for plumbing.
Except for plumbing. Okay. That's neat. And how long have you been a handyman?
Well, most of my life.
Okay. And this is something that you think you can take on the road?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And what kind of RV do you have?
I have a fifth wheel, 34 feet long.
And what kind of make and model?
Cougar.
A Cougar. Okay. And do you like it?
We do, but it's not one that we're going to take on the road.
Okay. You're going to buy a different one.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any in mind? Have you looked at any?
We have. We haven't found one that we're looking at that we've really, this is it. Mm-hmm. But we've looked at some toy haulers and some different different fifth wheels. So we're looking for a fifth wheel.
Okay. Very good. And fifth wheel more the motorhome?
Yes.
Yeah? And why is that? A lot of people ask when they're starting out, should I get a fifth wheel or a motorhome?
I've always liked a fifth wheel because when you travel and you go to wherever you're going, you still have a vehicle to go to the grocery store or go to the laundromat or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Otherwise, you're towing something behind your motorhome, and people sometimes don't like to do that either. Yeah.
And motorhomes are, to me, are a lot more expensive, and I just don't want to put that kind of money out on a motorhome.
I certainly understand. So what kinds of things have you done in the RV, places you visited that you've really liked?
Well, last summer we left here and head out west, and we hit Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada.
Well, you guys did quite a bit of traveling.
Oh, yeah. We were out for 3 months.
Was there any place that was really special for you?
I liked the Oregon coast.
Oh, that's a nice trip up Highway 101?
Yes. We went camping with some friends from California up on the Oregon coast for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out climbing every week. Every day, and had clams for dinner for every night.
Fresh clams on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, that is one of the most scenic routes in America, I believe, is up that Oregon coast.
Yes.
Yeah, neat. Any other places that you really liked? I mean, there's a difference between Oregon and Arizona.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Big difference. Arizona was hot.
Yeah?
Oregon coast, you had to wear a jacket in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see from my RV, I could see the ocean.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was really nice. And the other one we liked was parts of Yellowstone. Yellowstone was just gorgeous. We were there 2 weeks.
What time of year were you there?
We were there in August.
In August. Yes. So it's still kind of busy at Yellowstone in August.
It was very busy in August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but lots to see. Did you get to see any bears?
Yes, we saw bears. We saw buffalo and deer and antelope and elk. We saw all kinds of different animals.
Oh, sure. I remember camping at Yellowstone one year in April. And it was still kind of chilly, but I woke up that morning and there were probably a dozen bison in the campground.
Yes.
Just sort of wandering around, and it was you give them the respect that they do, but they're not to be something to be afraid of anyway, but it's just a really neat experience to wake up and see these big animals right outside your campground.
Well, we were at one point, we were so close to them, I could have reached, put my hand out and touched them.
Oh, wow.
Out of the vehicle, and we're just driving down the road.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one of Mother Nature's traffic jams.
Yes. One of Mother traffic jams. Correct.
I know. They always say that you wait as they cross the road, but when I was there, they were walking on the road.
Yes.
So you just waited for this
herd. Well, they were walking over the bridge.
Okay. Now, this herd that I saw, they had, buffalo of all sizes and ages, it looked like, and they had quite the traffic jam, but they were delighting people as they were walking down the highway and entertaining everyone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
So, and we hit Jackson Hole and we just made a great big circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then came down to Indiana and Kentucky and...
Well, you did go far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, our daughter lives in Tennessee, so that was our last stop.
Okay.
So, and then from Tennessee, we came on in.
Is there any places that you would like to visit yet?
I'd like to see more of Washington. I'd like to see, I'm a Western person. I was born out West. And there's just so much out there that God has created that is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yes, there's all kinds of places. Colorado. We want to hit Colorado. We want to hit, just be able to spend more time than just a couple of days here and a couple of days there. We want to be able to spend a couple of months here and be able to see what God has created in this world.
That's what I like best about work camping, because when I was full-timing, I was the editor of a trade publication, and I was interviewing RV dealers, manufacturers, suppliers, and campground owners, and I moved to a different location every 3 to 5 days. And when you're work camping, you get to stay in one area for several months at a time and really come to know the people of that area and the places to visit and things to see and things to do and the foods of that area. That'll be neat.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're just about to launch work camping, right? You've not worked a work camping assignment yet?
I have not done a work camper assignment yet, and we are in the midst of selling our house.
Okay.
And so, but, a year ago I had cancer, and we just decided that life's too short.
That's right.
And I've lost two good friends in the last couple of years now, and I thank God for allowing me to do this and taking away the cancer. And so we are selling our house and going full time.
That's good. That's good. That's a sad story about losing your friends and things like that, but it really points to, if you want to do this, you really do need to take the steps to do it now, because tomorrow is uncertain.
Tomorrow's not promised.
That's right. Yeah, that's neat. So what attracting you to work camping?
This program. This program that we're here at the Rendezvous is so much, there's so much information here to teach us what we need to do to get started. And to get out there and get a business going and do all different kinds of different things and enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. As a handyman, you'll be running a business out of your RV?
I'm going to go to the Low Red Brick House in Texas and learn how to work on RVs and be an inspector.
Be an inspector. That's a job that you can do anywhere in America.
Yes.
That's right. And follow the snowbirds if you want to, so you can avoid the cold weather in the winter by inspecting RVs down south.
That's correct.
There you go. That's good. And that's a one-week training program. It's 2 weeks.
It's
2 weeks for an inspector. Mm-hmm. Okay. When do you plan to do that?
Shortly after we sell the house.
Okay. So as soon as that house sells, the next
God
class.
Sells the house, we're hitting the road.
That's great. Now, what types of things have you learned at Rendezvous this year?
Rendezvous is, there's so much. I mean, just the inspiration of different RVers. I mean, telling you how to get out there and just do the job. And, you know, I have learned from Steve. I've learned from
Tom.
Yes, Tom and what he, Tom was a great speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And just what you put into your mind is what you're going to become. And that just, to me, that just hit home, because sometimes my mind's not always thinking positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great for me.
What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's thinking of getting into the RV lifestyle?
The sooner you get started and get out there, certainly you're going to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
The fast-paced lifestyle is not the way to live.
I'd agree with that. When I started full-timing, I was told that the biggest objection or biggest... when I started full-timing, the advice that I received was, I will only regret not doing it faster or sooner than I actually started.
Yes, and I am sorry I didn't start this 10 years ago.
Yeah?
I love to be out in the wide open spaces and having a bonfire at night and not worrying about how I'm going to make this house payment or how I'm going to pay this bill and stuff like that. And, you know, with what I've learned here, I can have a business and enjoy life.
Did you have to do anything special to prepare to become a full-timer?
No. Just listen to what Steve has to say and a lot of these different speakers have to say.
What kind of challenges have you faced while working or being an RVer?
Our last RV we had a leak on the side of the RV, and the side, as we were going down the highway, the side of our RV came undone.
Oh, wow.
And so I pulled out my screw gun and nailed it back into place until I could get to someplace.
Okay.
So that was the biggest hurdle I have ever handled.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
It sounds like it was a relatively easy fix for you to do, or to at least put into a place until you could get to a dealership. Okay, good. But everything else, you've had pretty good experience on the road?
I have really good experience. If somebody is thinking about it, just jump in and do it. Because the sooner you, it's an experience all by itself. And every day you wake up, you're going to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that and you pass it on to somebody else.
That's a good point. Well, thank you, Walter. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
I like Walter's enthusiasm for embracing the new work camping lifestyle and the opportunities that come with it. He is absolutely right to say that a fast-paced life is not the way to live. He'd much rather be enjoying wide open spaces with a campfire every night. Despite some challenges they faced using their RV in the past, by taking time to learn how to fix things when they break, Walter and Charlotte Meckley are preparing for a life of adventure in a way that ensures nothing will be able to hinder their travels. I appreciate Walter sharing his story with us. Walter and Marsha aren't alone. There are thousands of other RVers who are traveling the country right now, financing their dreams by working at a full or part-time job along the way. Work Camper News is a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we'll talk with a representative from Base Camp that is looking to hire work campers, as well as a representative from SkyMed, which helps RVers get home if they ever experience a medical emergency on the road. I'm sure you'll find both interviews very interesting. Thanks for joining us today on The Work Camper Show.